Hi everyone, welcome to Bantha with Chow. And today we are having our very first episode. Drum roll! Who asked me to do the drum roll? Anyways, today I'll be discussing a topic I saw on Twitter, submission. And the thing is this, yeah? I have a problem with that word submission. I always have, because it connotes inferiority of one gender over another. All you need to be is the head, or all you need to be is to have a male organ, not superior intellect or emotional maturity or any other thing that places you above another. Just have a male organ and, you know, you are the head. But some argue, we do get a lot of arguments when it comes to submission. The Bible says it is this and this. I find it very laughable, yeah? Though, because those who base their views on submission or on what the Bible say, we conveniently forget many other dictates of the same Bible. Tell them wearing trousers is a sin and watch them manufacture a myriad of excuses as to why times has changed and there is a delineation between the male and the female trousers. If times have changed and we are indeed moving forward, then you'd realize that submission needs to be discarded. It is indeed worse when you realize that the Bible was written in a time when women were treated as inferiors. In 1 Corinthians 40 verse 33 to 38, the Bible explicitly says that it is a shameful thing for a woman to speak in church. As in all the churches of the saints, the woman should keep silence in churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be subordinate, as even the law says. If there is anything they desire to know, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shameful keyword thing for a woman to speak in church. Now look at these keywords: shameful, not permitted, subordinate, silence. There is a pattern here. But then there is something else to be considered: a direct pattern to promote subservience. Yet for some of the submission crusaders, they listen to their mommy G or their lady evangelist speak and respond with "preach, pastor." For others, their wives and sisters stuck in church. Selective obedience, eh? Okay. But why should submission be demanded from one person? Will it be a crime to have a marriage whereby no one sees each other as less? Is there any particular joy that is derived when your better half, your so-called better half, is inferior to you? The funny thing is that all the submission crusaders that are females, we go to church and pray to be the head and not the tail, only to get home and claim your husband is the head and you are the neck, like a chicken. Neck fire. Anyways, I also found that most women don't really mind being submissive, since they really depend on a man 100%. What's a little submission and disrespect for a roof over their heads and meals on their table and the constant income in their bank account? With all of that, they don't mind being submissive. Now, this being said, what's your take on submission? What do you think submission is? How do you think submission should still be practiced in this day, age, and time?